All right, because the next question is, how does desegregation of schools affect your role as a principal? Okay. So then that's...
With that said, can anyone not see what could happen then? Primarily sort of what's already happening now. If we go to that type of system where principals are under contract, superintendents and this is already the case in some places, superintendents will have less authority to hire principals. Boards will not only then be hiring principals, I mean superintendents, they'll be hiring principals. Mm-hmm. Everyone's under contract with the board, but the way the law spells it out, principals are to make recommendations to the superintendent for employment of teachers, and superintendents are to make recommendations to the board for the employment of principals. Mm-hmm. And what will become the reality will be that boards of education will not only employ the superintendent, but then they will employ the principals that they wish to work with that superintendent. And one might say, well, good, then you have a team approach. The superintendent can come in and he can bring his team. Yes, maybe. And what you may have on the other approach is that old ugly nepotism word, where you may have board members that will run on political issues, get elected, and then start to put their constituents or their cronies into principalships because they either supported them or helped them get elected to the Board of Education, and the people may be good educators, they may not be good educators. We don't know. There's good politicians, there's bad politicians. But the process would become less objective, it would become less of a professional process, and it would become more of a political process. And where the racial breakdown comes, there's even fewer black superintendents and fewer black board members than they are principals, currently minority principals, and you could see a severe, severe decline in the number of minority administrators in the state due to the fact that they would just start to replace them with their buddies. And I mean, there's a certain, down east, the good old boy network is what's in effect now, already. And if you legally make it okay to do, it's what happened in New Jersey. That's why the state had to step in and take over certain segments of the school system in New Jersey. It's already happened in California. The state has had to step in and take over certain school districts out in California because the board members were squandering away the money and putting their buddies in positions that not only were some not qualified, they didn't have the experience, the background, and hadn't earned the position. They definitely weren't the best person for the position. Some of them weren't even qualified for the position. Now, something else that I've noticed that obviously is taking place due to decline. Mm-hmm. Very seldom have we been able to maintain, when a black principal retires or is promoted, it's very difficult to find another black administrator to replace him with, to put him in. In my 4 principalships, I have followed 3 blacks and 1 white. I followed a black at Central, I followed a black at Cedar Grove, I followed a white at Bedingfield, and I followed a black here. What some school systems will try to do, and I was replaced by, when I left those schools, I was replaced by white, black, and I haven't left here. So, after the whole thing shakes out, we're down one mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. in the replacement process. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've been replaced by, so far, 2 whites and 1 black, and I replaced 3 blacks and 1 white. Mm-hmm. So, we're gonna continue, and not necessarily, I'm not saying that was done because of the good old boy mentality. In one situation, they honestly did not have a black candidate to put into the job. They took the next best mm-hmm. prepared candidate in their system, and it just happened to be a white female.
Were you sought after because you were black for this job, do you think? Or
I think so. Mm-hmm. For this job, I think mm-hmm. so. Mm-hmm. Because of the systems, that was not the case in Wilson. I think it was the case here, because of this system's desire to keep a racial balance in mm-hmm. it. Not to keep a racial balance, just to keep some minority administrators. Mm-hmm. There's only 3 of us here.